message is brought to you by Kevin Rogers Ministries and City of Faith Christian Center. For more information, please visit kevinrogersministries.org or cityoffaithcc.org.
Okay. Watch this, because I want to show you this. You don't want to miss this here, because this here is going to help you. Now, I was asking God about this today. When I was meditating, I was like, "You sure, God?" He said, "Yeah, sure." Genesis 1, look at verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have," what? "Dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Put up Mark 9, please, verse 23. Jesus said unto them, "If thou canst believe," what? "All things are possible to him that believe." Now, one of the things that we talked about on Sunday, and I thought I had the notes, I must have left it on my desk at home, but that's fine. Have it on the inside of me, was that you cannot be in denial about problems. And a lot of times we be in denial about things, and God, it's hard for healing to take place because we try and sweep things under the rug. And so, we just don't confront them. We don't confront things. We don't confront things. We let things come, and we let it come, and we allow it to go without confronting it. And what happened is it's like a cycle, like a truck going or a car going in a circle. It'll always come back, and you just allow the cycle to come back with no change. And so you look up 5 years later, you're still in the same place in life, in your thinking, you're still in the same place in your life, in your walk with God, you're still in the same place in your life, period, because you allow things, you try and deny things that you don't want to confront. That's the gist of what I was talking about. So now, you know, and then I think I began to talk to you about a broken heart last week. And God told me when I was in prayer about this, he said, "I didn't finish with that with the people." And so I just want to stay on that part a little bit, because he said that sometimes that's deep healing that need to take place. And sometimes we need to revisit that. And so he can make sure the healing starts. All right. And so now we see here that in Proverbs 4, let me show you something. Proverbs 4, let's go there. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
And let's look at verse 23. "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." So he's telling us to guard our heart, all right? With all diligence. In other words, you guard it from things that is not healthy for it. I'm not talking about the organ pump, I'm talking about your heart, the real you, your spirit. So he said, keep your heart with all diligence, all right? For out of it are issues. Every issues in your life tie back to your heart. Every issue in your life ties back, or it can come, I can tell you, come back, the root of it come back to something dealing with you on the inside. Every issue, out of it flows the issues of life. All right, let's go to Psalms 34. Psalms 34. All right, glory to God. Let's look at something here. Remember I told you it's a difference between a broken heart and a wounded heart? Amen. Some people say, "Well, you know, they use it wrong. He broke my heart or she broke my heart." That's not true. They wounded your heart. They didn't break it. Psalms 34, verse 15. Let's just go from there. "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken," what? heart, a broken heart, and save such as be of a contrite spirit, of a contrite spirit. All right? Psalms 51, verse 17. Let's put it up real quick, and we reviewed that part, but I want you to see something. The sacrifices of God is of a broken spirit or broken heart and a broken and contrite heart. Oh, God, would thou not despise? Now, let's just look at these things, all right? I showed you contrite here. One of the definitions, it means humble. Humble. In other words, not acting independent from God. So when you humble yourself, you know, you can't be acting independent from God. The greatest problem for us sometimes is that we want to have control of our own life.
Amen.
That's the greatest problem of people in this earth, and especially people who are in the church or in the kingdom of God. They want to have control of their own life. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. I'm grown. I do what I want. Okay, let's see. First Corinthians 6. The greatest problem for us sometimes is that we want to have control of our own life. I want to be in control of my life. I want to be the one who's controlling everything in my life. 1 Corinthians 6, are you there?
Amen.
Look at verse 19. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? And ye are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Wait. What did he say? We bought with a what?
Price.
Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God. So he said we are bought with a price. So in other words, I'm no longer my own. You're no longer your own. Are y'all with me? And so now I must learn to relinquish control. If I'm saying I am a believer in the kingdom, I don't belong to me. Your freedom is connected to you giving up control. Your freedom is connected to you giving up control. 1 Corinthians 7, let's look at it. 1 Corinthians 7. Your freedom is connected to your giving up control. Amen. And I want you to look at verse 21. Art thou called being a servant? Care not for it, but if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord being a servant, it's the Lord Freeman. Oh, Lord. Likewise, also, he that is called being free is Christ's servant. So when I give up control, I'm free. Lord, have mercy. Y'all, I know y'all just trying to wrestle with it now. So now let's think about it, because he said those of a contrite heart, and put up Psalms 51:17 for me. Now watch this, because he's saying here that the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and broken and contrite heart, all right? A humble and a broken heart. Now a broken heart is one who has relinquished control of their life. Now, how do you know if you are completely broken? All right? Because being broken before God is not a sign of weakness, but that is the sign of strength. The person who don't relinquish control, that's the sign of weakness, because you can't really control what you think you control. Okay, let me just, all right. So how do you know you're completely broken? You'll stop giving excuses and blaming everybody. That's one way. You'll stop making excuses and blaming everyone for bad things that happen to you. You have a lot of excuses when you do that. But you know, you'll stop giving those. But when you're broken, what you're telling God is that there's no more excuses. It's me, Lord. It's no more excuses. It's me. It's me. I'm making all the excuses. It's me. And so now, the more I complain about it, it's the more I'm trying to control something or control my life. The more I complain about things in my life, it's the more I'm trying to control my life. And so the more you're complaining, the more I'm trying to control it. And the more I try and control it, the more it get out of control until I'm just trying to do everything to bring it back in my control. Amen. And things just get worse. Amen. So the fullest surrender, there's one thing you must do. It's called die to self. Die to self. Let's go to Galatians 2. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Yeah, I know I ain't getting a lot of amens. I'm dealing with that flesh tonight. That's what I'm doing. Because if God gonna use anybody, they got to be dead to self. Let's go to Galatians 2. So many excuses. Can't make excuses. Making a lot of excuses. It's making excuses because you don't want to relinquish control. You're not broken yet completely. It's their fault. The reason why I couldn't get this job because she said something. The reason why I couldn't do this because he said this. The reason why I can't trust nobody, trust a man, trust a woman because this person did this to me. That person did that to me. The reason why everybody always picking on me. You know, why they picking on little me? I ain't did nothing to nobody. It's always their fault. Blaming others. So when you do that, you'll try and handle it your way. That's why it's hard to that's why you have a lot of people have unforgiveness. Because they don't want to relinquish control. When you have unforgiveness, you're trying to bring something into your control. Mm-hmm. I just control the person through unforgiveness. Okay, let's just keep going here, okay? Let's just keep going. Let's look at Galatians 2 real quick, because you have to die to self, he said. This is what the words say. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. You got to take I out of the picture. Galatians 2, verse 20. Now watch this. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, two different lives. The life that which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. All right? Who loved me and gave himself for me. So it's no longer I, he said. Look at this. It's no longer I. It's no longer I. I want this. It's no longer I. It's no longer I. Because the person who don't relinquish control is only looking at I. It's me. It's no longer I, he said. It's no longer I. It's no longer I. It's no longer about you or me. It's no longer about your way. Lord, have mercy. It's no longer about getting your own way. Because if you are crucified with Christ, you should be dead. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. I'm out of the center of me now. Because Christ lived in me. The hope of glory. Glory to God. And now the life which I now live, I have relinquished control of my old life. I have relinquished that. My whole life is to God now. All right? Because it's no longer now, the life that I now live in the flesh. I live by faith. It's no longer I. Glory to God. I'm just trying to stick it in your mind. Many people have confused freedom to bondage to themselves. Because it's about I. And the more it's about I, the more bondage you'll get in. The reason why people keep falling to the same weaknesses is because they're looking at I. They focusing on their weaknesses. They focusing on I, myself, the sinner. That's why they say, I'm just so weak. You know how I am. And God ain't nowhere in it. Because it's, you know how I am. Not the great I am, but you know how I am. And he says, no longer I. See what God told me. I was meditating this thing. He said, many of you still carrying wounds from your childhood, from your past marriages, past relationships, addictions, past hurts. In other words, he said, wounded hearts. You know, I noticed something. When you're wounded, when a person, a believer is wounded, have a wounded heart, they start out talking about God, but they end up talking about their pain. That's why I had to be mindful of putting a person in leadership who is wounded. God, they'll start off talking about God, then they'll end up speaking out of pain because the heart is still wounded. Therefore, it's still open. It's an open wound. Why? Because it's open. The reason, the longer it's open, because you still trying to, you have not relinquished control of it to God. I am not talking about your salvation. That's different. He is your Savior. But you have not relinquished the control where he's fully your Lord. That's, Lord, let me just keep moving here. Now, look at this. Because when you carry wounds from the past, it's like a cold. It start off a cold, but left untreated, it can go into pneumonia. It start off with a little cough. Left untreated, it can affect your lungs. That's how a wounded heart is when it left untreated. And you begin to make all type of decisions out of that heart instead of the heart of God, because it's no longer I that live. It's supposed to be Christ in what? Me. So I should be making decisions out of the Christ in me, not out of the womb of my heart. Are you with me?
Amen.
And so people never live the full freedom that God have, Jesus have paid for them on the cross, because they are still wounded and still have not relinquished control of the wounded heart to the Father.
Amen.
So therefore, when you don't relinquish that control to the Father, he can never heal it. So all your choices will be through wounded eyes. Just like Samson said, now I have a reason to be blameless now. I can destroy everybody because, see, I'm speaking through pain. How many people, we all have been wounded in our heart. You know, I've been wounded before. But what I'm saying is that there is no excuse for me to stay that way. And when a person says, well, I just don't trust that person, the problem is you have a wounded heart where you really can't trust you. You're not trustworthy of you. The wounded heart. And so we'll try and disguise the wounded heart. We'll disguise it. We'll disguise it with smiles and when someone says something, we'll smile about it. We'll disguise it with all kinds of things. Amen. We'll disguise it by buying a new pair of jeans. A new pair of shoes or a new pair. And I'm not saying that, you know, everybody that buys stuff is disguising things. But what I'm saying, you know, if the Holy Spirit talking to you, that's just the bottom line here. I'm talking to everybody in here. Glory to God. Everybody. If the Holy Spirit, if he's dropping into you, that's you. So I'm not even fit to let you try and play me. I bought some new shoes yesterday. I'm wounded. Nah. You know where you at. So don't play dumb about this. Okay. I can almost hear that stuff, amen, folks. We disguise it through a lot of things. We disguise it through sleeping a lot. We disguise it through a lot of things. We'll disguise it through avoiding people. We disguise it. Because most of the time we end up acting out of the wound. The heart. And the reason why it's still wounded because you have never relinquished control of that thing to God. That's the bottom line. You have not relinquished control of that thing to God. See, the broken or the contrite heart, it does not resist change. It do not resist change, folks. It don't resist correction. It don't resist rebuke. The broken heart before God, the humble heart or the contrite heart, it does not resist change. And when you find yourself resisting change for the good, it's because you want to hold on to control. Lord Jesus. Can I show you something real quick? Let's go to Matthew 6 real quick. Let's look at something here. I mean, it's all kinds of ways that a wounded heart is disguised. Some people disguise through working all the time. There's something in them that need to be healed. There's something in them that need to be changed. It's just wounded. And sometimes you be so much in the denial, you don't even know it. It is something that has been swept under the rug for so long that you try to forget it. And so what happened, it come up other ways. Let's just keep moving here. Matthew 6, let's look at this. The moment you surrender your heart to God, all right, he will bring complete provision to you. Because a lot of times we are so focused on needs and desires that we forget the purpose of God. Because we're operating out of a wound. Too busy trying to do stuff so we can't remember nothing. Instead of dealing with the thought, we're too busy so we can't remember it. So we can't, you know, all we got to be doing something. You're just busy, but no productivity. You ain't producing anything, just busy. So you're always trying to do something. to avoid something.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
And you're afraid to slow down because if you slow down, the wheels start turning. Start thinking of that molestation that you never dealt with. Start thinking about that abuse you never dealt with. You start thinking about that verbal abuse, physical abuse. You start thinking about all these things you never dealt with. You start thinking about that fear that you always had that you never dealt with. You'll start thinking about that. And so what happened is you stay busy, you know, and see what happened is when that wounded heart is not healed, it's hard for you to focus on the purposes of God. And you'll end up focusing more on desire and needs. And then that's why you'll find yourself working all these hours and doing all this stuff because you're trying to substitute something that only God can feel. So did he say in Matthew 6:33 here, he said, seek ye first the king. Oh, my goodness. Seek ye first the kingdom. Not your desires, not your job, not your own plans, but the kingdom of God and his way of doing things. And then he said, all these things shall be added to you. Maybe the reason why a lot of people have less because they focus is not the kingdom, but they're focusing on the wound, which they're disguising. A disguised wound is a wound, but they're trying to disguise it through other things. You know, they're disguised it through work. They're disguised it through all kinds of things. Always doing something. Why? Never want to slow down to deal with the wounds. Until you deal with the wounds, you'll never be free. You'll always be, the devil can always use that wound against you. Never deal with the wounds. You can never operate in freedom. Amen. If you continue to blame people for the wound, you're gonna continue to struggle and you can't move forward and you will be blinded by that wound. Surrender here means to give up, yield to, die to, deny yourself. And I love this one, giving up control. Are you willing to give up control? That's the question you have to ask. Somebody say, I must give up my rights.
Thank you for listening. Feel free to copy and distribute this message to others, but please do not charge for the content or alter it in any way. For more resources, go to kevinrogersministries.org.